We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Brandon Kravitz here with a Monday edition of the Fantasy Bites podcast. All the info you need in 5 minutes or less every single day. You can stay up to date on all the latest fantasy content over at rotowire.com/pod. Big news out of Miami. The Los Angeles Rams have agreed to trade cornerback star Jalen Ramsey to the Miami Dolphins for a 2023 third-round pick and tight end Hunter Long. The trade will be processed on Wednesday when the 2023 league year officially begins. In 2021, Jalen Ramsey earned his third first-team All-Pro selection as the top cornerback of the Super Bowl champion Rams. Now, last year, his coverage numbers were significantly worse. Touchdown to interception ratio fell from 2-4 in 2021 to 7-4 in 2022. His completion percentage allowed went from 60% in 2021 to 65% in 2022. So what kind of Ramsey are the Dolphins getting? We don't know for sure, but it sure looks good on paper. NFL free agency's legal tampering window opens today, so we'll have plenty to discuss as free agency unfolds and the week progresses right here on the podcast. NCAA tournament set. Your number one seeds include Alabama, Houston, Kansas, and Purdue. The odds on favorite to win it all is Alabama at plus 500, followed by Houston at plus 600. Keep it locked to rotowire.com for all the latest injuries and analysis heading up to the big dance. In the NBA, 7 games on tap tonight. More confusion surrounding the status of Giannis. The Greek freak has missed the last 3 games due to a right hand injury, but will be in the mix to return tonight. He's listed as questionable. Keep in mind, the Bucks do play a back-to-back set to begin the week, so it's possible that Giannis is held out for at least one of these 2 games over the next 2 days because of the injuries he's dealt with in recent weeks. If Giannis remains out tonight, Bobby Portis will get increased run for the Bucks. The stars of the show for the Mavericks are in question tonight. I know that is shocking information to you. We know that Luka Doncic is out. He's got a thigh injury that he's day-to-day with. But his new running mate, Kyrie Irving, is questionable as well. These two just have not found their footing as of yet. Irving missed Saturday's game due to a foot issue, which resulted in Jaden Hardy getting the start. He finished with 22 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 triples, a steal, all across 37 minutes played. So if Irving's out again, Hardy makes an attractive streamer considering the Mavericks are also without Luka. Ben Mathurin's already been ruled out tonight for the Pacers. Mathurin will miss back-to-back games due to a right ankle sprain. It's unclear when he'll be able to suit up again, but his next opportunity after tonight will be against Milwaukee on Thursday. In his absence, looks for Chris Duarte and Andrew Nembhard to see increased roles. Also, Buddy Hield questionable for Indiana as well. Cody Zeller and Duncan Robinson remain out for the Heat. Kyle Lowry is questionable tonight. Bogdan Bogdanovic questionable for the Hawks. And Rudy Gobert drawing the questionable tag for Minnesota. Let's turn to the betting side of things. Lakers fell short last night. Major bummer. Let's see what's out there tonight. Use the Caesars Sportsbook promo code ROTO15. Earn a first bet offer up to $1,500. Timberwolves and Hawks in Atlanta tonight. Now get this, total set at 244.5. That is a boatload of points. And of course, these teams are capable, but the Hawks tend to slow things down a little bit, more ISO with Trae Young than speeding things up and down the floor. The danger is in the Hawks losing, because when they lose, they tend to give up a ton of points. But if they win, the under should hit pretty easy, and they're 5-point favorites going into tonight. So let's take the under with the Hawks and the Timberwolves. For everything fantasy sports, get yourself a free trial over at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.